razão outra vez. Eu só quero dar uma razão.
But the house of devotees
and this young girls were performing a Shaya Puja from Kartika Purnami to Mardashir Purnami, 1 month. They take daily bath in the river Yamuna, and in that cold, very cold then, in that cold, they worship that child. They prayer Gatchayani, Gatchayani, Mahamayi, Mahajyogeshwari. Now you please bless us. Gatchayani, Mahamayi, Mahajyogeshwari. Now you bless Krishna and our permanent, our husband. We want Krishna much to do it to us as the Varan. And the Vopasitam Devi Patinde Guru Krishna. I offer our questions to you. Devi, you, Sandhasita, Krishna, let Krishna be our husband. We want you blessed. So Devis are doing the puja, and when it is nearing closing day, Krishna one day came and heard the Shungabhar. They kept these cloths and the pandan and the Shungabhar. And he ignored all those cloths and went to the tree. There he was sitting. And these gopis, after their bath, they must have wear the cloths, no cloths. All of them kept there. All of us have taken them as Krishna. Krishna was talking from there. Yes. And Pierre has brought all the cloths to the top of the tree. It is kept by me. I'll let you come and take it. But there is never to come up. Little naked bodies. So Krishna says, you come. You have committed offense at the feet of Yamuna. They have taken bath naked bodies. You should not do that. Now you offer. You ask. All of your projects to Yamuna, Yamuna Devi, they just do that. We are young children, we have no common sense to have done. And then the great Krishna, Krishna says, yes, yes, you have followed my advice. Now you will receive the fruit of your service throughout the month. Observe this Vrata and he will get the result. Next, this is done in Artaja Purnima. And next year, Artaja Purnima, Radha Krishna, Sadhika Arti. Then, I will put to the world desire. Because you say Krishna must be our husband. Yes. I will then accept the world. A man who has accumulated these things, not only in this world, in his humble effort. Even millions of us, whatever the sins that he has accumulated, all these sins also will be taken. Avani Thoram, Sanganam, Gula Thoram, Aneka Janmas, the Papa Thoram. And other sins you have committed, not only in one birth, in the numerous births. But you have committed, and that they will take away. So, if a thief takes away your property, again you can earn that property and wealth. But if Krishna takes away your sin from you, again you cannot earn sin. You can earn wealth, you can earn cloth, you can earn the gold, you can earn everything, you can earn again. But the sin and the train is taken out of you, then you are pure. Now you will never bring sin again. No sin will come to you. Now you will try to get the sin again. So, Anega Dhamma is a Papa Choram. Who is such a key in this world who can take away all our accumulated sins? Who is that key? See, who, Krishna? Anega Dhamma is a Papa Choram. So, the devotee says, you have made me empty body, pure body, empty. All my belongings, all my wealth, all my clothes and all my milk products, they are taken. Then what in return, what do you want? Or do you want to accumulate again those things? No, we don't want. We want your blessing. That is called prema. Though the Lord puts the devotee in difficulties, the devotee doesn't want to be free from the suffering. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, he came on his way to Sri Kurma. There you find the image of Krishna's Kurmavatar, incarnation of Kurmavatar, or thrice avatar. And there he, in the night, he went to that conference. Prayers there and slept there. In the morning, he was coming towards South India. He walked some 20 kilometers and again from there he returned to the same place. Why? He saw a great devotee who is a leper devotee, whole body is leper. They cannot go out. Cannot walk. And that leper was leaping towards the night. And Mahaprabhu came here. I have no fortune to see Mahaprabhu. So many people died. I could not be able to see due to my disease. I am not lucky. So he was leaping, but Mahaprabhu and the Dhamma could understand him. Now he returned back directly. And he went close to the leper. He said, no, please don't come to me, don't get to me. I am suffering for disease. And all the parts and blood may not touch your body, spiritual body. No, he will not grow. Possibly, he was blessed. And he embraced, immediately all the disease has gone. Now the body is quite alright. No disease. Now he stood and offered his prostration to the Lord. Lord, you have given me this body. I never want this body. This health I won't want. You have given me. Why? Previously, I was alone. Nobody used to come to me. I never go out to anybody, and there I always, with all my energy and all my time, I always repeat Rama, 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 Rama. Now I will never repeat Rama, Rama, because you are given in this beautiful body. People will come to meet me, I will go to the people. They will never bother me about Rama or Krishna. Now, have you blessed me this morning? For what purpose? I don't want. Now, who can say that a man who is suffering, the heavy leper, and he is suffering? Now, the suffering was close, and the strong body they could obtain. He says, this is not your mercy. Indeed, I was deceived by you, my Lord, that I am given the property of health, of health. I will think of my body now. I will think of the property now. I will think of enjoyment now. But then, I was quite happy. I was suffering. I was suffering. And day and night, no sleep, always repeating Rama, Rama, Rama. Now you bless me. That your blessing will stop Rama and Krishna. I will never do Rama. Many people will come to me, I will go to them. And we will never discuss Rama. They will never hear Rama. Nor I will Rama. I will question. Now you are a devotee. No such your body and health and wealth given to you, you cannot give up your devotion. You repeat Hare Krishna Nama. And he repeats, I will come after 2 years, come and see. So saying he went away. So this is the devotee. If health and the proper health and all this abundance are destroyed by the blessing of the Lord, the devotee thinks it is not a blessing. It is only a touch being wealth or health in devotee. So this conception is quite against the conception of other religions who said to help others. The leper is suffering of leper, and who has to help him to free from leper. It is only a physical help. Physically, he was suffering. Now, physically, he will be all right. But actually, he will suffer. The disease is there, and that disease will never leave him free from were completely. And then at prarabdha, his heart, what result he has to undergo. That though you help, the suffering will be bad. But here Mahaprabhu said, no, all prarabdha are destroyed by my touch. The touch of the spiritual God and the devotee, if it touches the body of the suffering, all his past life covering, past life. Prarabdha was completely ruined. And he will be free from prarabdha. If one is free from prarabdha, he will be a devotee. He is a pure. The pure body is pure, mind is pure. So such. Asin abundo daya daya. Vati is Mahaprabhu is mercy. Mahaprabhu's compassion towards the jivas. Amando daya daya. Daya and the suffering. So gives some solution. Then suffering will be closed. That is mando daya daya. Because after he gives the help, we will never do the service of the Lord and never utter the name of the Lord, never repeat the Lord. We will forget the Because opponents will destroy his devotion. So, Hari Bhaktas, they are all sufferers. They always suffer. Every Bhakta is suffering. And Mahaprabhu, Vijay Srivas Pandit, in whose house Mahaprabhu was dancing day and night, he was also poor. And one day, he said to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, you are a Guruta and you have got a big family. I don't see you work and do any business, no action, no land to plow and you are daily food. How could you are working? All action you are doing. You are always singing, dancing with me. And how can you maintain your family? Then he said, Mahaprabhu asked, what is that? Yes. part 1, 2, and 3. And if I don't get anything after that, then I will grab myself in on the get that after the no. No, the tree can take it. You cannot take it. You cannot take it. The tree, if God is the best, she can take it. But you cannot take it. No begging is bad to you. You are a devotee. All is left, and the God is the best will be at your feet. There is heavy. Don't fear that. For a devotee always wants devotion. Bhaktya sandhataya matya. What do you want? You do so much bhakti. What do you want? Then what is your reply? Na dhanam na dhanam na sundarim pavitam ma jagati jagamaye mama janmani janmani is there bhavatat bhakti rahe kubhinte. I am repeating now. Other than things now. I am always serving. And what is that you got? No suffering. No, I am not suffering. I am happy. Why? You don't get the food once a day. How can you say that you are not suffering? Yes, I am happy. I am happy. And what is Sudama? Sudama, the classmate of Krishna. Our students, Sudama and Balarama and Krishna under Sandipani Guru. One day, Sandipani's wife asked Krishna, today no fuel. Then immediately with the axe in hand, Krishna and Sudama both went to the forest. And the forest, they cut all dried food. And they had two bundles. And each one bundle on his head. Krishna one bundle and Sudama one bundle. They are coming. How rains, hailstones, the rain every day. Now the forest area, everywhere 1 meter water flowing. Now what will they do? No shelter. No shelter. It is locked. No way. How can they go? Where do they go? If they throw the bundle, they will be floated away. So they carry the bundle. Lead as one hand on the bundle, one hand on the shoulder of the bread, and bring also one bundle and on the bundle. So they are standing like that till morning. Then rain was subsided. His legs are visible, they are walking. With that little bundle, they were standing, each bundle on the head. One morning, Sandhagami told, why you have sent boys to the party? They are not alive. This morning, you are not alive. In this night, so much heavy rain, where is the shelter? The boys would have died. Now we are in the morning, without food in the morning. We were going in the shelter, the boys. And he saw Krishna, Balaram, and Sudama, both were returning, carrying one bandit. Then he said to Gurudeva, oh yes, oh you have sacrificed your life for service of Guru. Now, you need not study anymore. 13 days or 14 days I said, Adam, whatever you study, it will pull. So convert the knowledge to go. You need not continue any more study. Then Krishna said, what? What the dakshina can we give? And then, Sandhagami asked the wife, what dakshina they can give to us? They want us to give dakshina. What dakshina do you want? She said, my boy would hiding all the three waves. Now you request them to be goodbye. Then he told Krishna and Balarama that my wife said, this time he died so long ago, but now she says goodbye. Then Rama said, now I present you any Puram. And she said, well, goodbye, for whom you brought the guy 1 year back. And when the boy was there, he brought the fire and he said, who is that? That's it. So this rock was held between discourse, the mother discourse by Krishna and Sudama. Sudama is the class friend since then. For Sudama married, he was in a village. And always he is repeating Nama. And always you are happy with Nama. But wife and children are suffering. No food to eat. He has no food, but not the boys have food. Or family. So wife said, sir, we can send you with our hands, with the body we can send you. But very how can we serve you? Let you food, eat food. There is food. No food. There are less repeating Nama. And how can we survive? How can you survive? Then I request you just to put your classmate once. I will eat in Paraka. Eat that ship. And you go there. If he sees you, then you will do the need. You did not say anything. No. That you have given me chance to see my friend long ago. In 25 years, I could not see him now. Now you I will go. But what shall you? Will I take with me? 20 minutes that I go to meet the friend after 20 years. Nothing. What can you do? Is that we have nothing in our house? Then you please make somebody to give parched rice, chida, parched rice, so much, in a piece of cloth, no bag, put that in the bag and take. He has no bag, only he has one book, it puts out, nothing. Like a matter, he was going to Narada to meet Krishna. And he has got 7 gates. These 7 gates he crossed. Nobody asked him, where are you going? Have you got any passport with you? And can you go? Who are you? Nobody asked. Because in Dharaka, everybody is intelligent. They know he is a devotee. So they never questioned him. He straight crossed 6 and went to the 7th. After 7th, Krishna was inside with Rukmini and under Mahal, he reached. And Krishna saw his friend coming, leave all this thing. Nothing on cooking empty. Oh, Prabhu. Now Krishna came running and carried before he had the friend and replaced his throne of Bharata. And they brought fresh water, and our tender water, and they washed the feet up. Krishna washed the feet up, Sudama. And they sprinkled that water among the heads. Dharmaputta, the Dharmaputta, Dharmaputta, Krishna, and all these beings, all of them. Rukmini, Sudama, 8 prominent queens, and all other queens. 50,000 feet. Then Krishna gives some breakfast, eat, and after eating, that he said, friend, do you remember me? It's a long time. Do you வருவாங்க. அவர் சர்வீஸ்க்கு அவர் குரு கேரிங் பண்ணலாம் and devotees are there. The Lord will obey another devotee in Dwarka. He used to go Nagpur, from Nagpur. He used to go to Dwarka every Ekadashi day. He was about 90 years old now. And the last edict, he told Dwarkanath, Dwarkanathji, I have become old. I cannot walk to you and come. I cannot come. Then the Lord told him, no, I will come to you. You take me. And he said, you come. All of them will meet me. I will die. No, waiting. They will come back. They will work. Bless it here. And then they will work out. Knife it out. Anybody saw it? We will go. You tell them to work out. I will go. So, what? The devotees, archivars, they gave a seat to the Lord and robbery. And then the Roman slept. Now in the middle of the night, the Lord was open. And they brought the block up. And the Lord sat in the block up. And the Lord said, you did not pray. I will pray. You sleep. He was old, so he slept on the cart. Now he drove. The Lord drove the cart and went to Nagpur. And in the morning, the Guru saw no eating. What happened? A devotee used to come and he had taken this. From Jadiyak, from Bulakar was going. And they followed. And when they came, he had it. Then he said, Swami, oh the Lord, now they are cheating me. Now they will beat me to death, I will die. Wounded, you will never die. When they come nearer, you throw me into the tank, a big tank was there. You throw me. So they are looking. They are following, can remember they are following. They saw this a lot, we won't do it. Lord told me, no, God, I'm sure. Now they go, I'm waiting. Why did you throw, why did you bring the Lord? Then they have to remove all the water from the tank, very big tank. It was clear. Lord is there. Now all of them did puja and requested the Lord. Lord said, I won't come to that place. So, then what do you do that? My good soul would be. My good soul would be how you did that. I won't come. I will be here. So, he is kind towards the devotee. What the devotee said, correct. I am old. Every year, every month I come to ask that person. Now I am old. I cannot come. Yet so today I yet I beg you your permission. I have come and told. But the Lord said, no, I will come with you. Now if you come with me, what will you eat then? You need nothing then. It is my responsibility. Now there is a big temple there. That's Dwarka Nath is there at Nagpur. That is like that, like Dwarka. Now it is. Go to the devotee, he has come there. So, devotee who can realize the Lord and who can sing the glories of the Lord and who can publish or from whom people can acknowledge the glories of the Lord. You see that? The Lord is very kind to all, very kind to all. and especially devotees. They are devotees who suffer. And this is another place you see that somebody has done some mischief and now he was the non-devotee. Now he, the Puramdara Das, was a great devotee and magician and enormous wealth. That wealth he distributed and it was great one Kamura in hand with the wife. They are always going village to village singing the glories of the Lord with the music. And now here in this temple, he has not done any harm to anybody, but the mischievous ruler of the place want to punish him. Only he has not done it, some mischievous people have made wrong statements of his business. He was tied. He will be tied to the pillar. Now, he thought that Purandarasa was tied to the pillar. Night falls, early in the morning. Purandarasa is not there. Purandarasa is in his other place, another place he is. He is happy in singing and dancing. Now here Purandarasa is tied. Now this Purandara, who is he Purandara? Here one Purandara and there one Purandara. No, the Lord himself and the Purandara was tied. The Lord, the place, there in Maharashtra state, Tukaram was the great devotee. And there, the Lord, they saw the Lord, the Masan, the throne is empty. They see that the Lord himself was tried by the authority, thinking that he is Purandara Das. He is not Purandara Das. He is the Lord. Now you find there in the temple, Purandara Das is tried. He is not Purandara Das. So these are so many heart-melting and thrilling pastimes of devotees for a year. But a devotee always who surrenders to the Lord, it doesn't work. No, I go, 20,000 money. I don't want wealth, I don't want a good birth, I don't want any name and a pen. I don't want good health, I don't want gender. For Lord, please give me devotion. Bhaktya sandhataya bhaktya. Bhakti is service. We want to do service for service. You cannot understand the meaning of it. Bhaktya sandhataya bhaktya. Bhakti will give you prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is a mango. And now, after some time, you see the grown up mango this size. But the taste may be different, probably. And then it is complete right. Then the appearance of the fruit will be yellow color and good smell and the taste very sweet. Very sweet. That is called the particular mango. So prema is that. Prema is from bhakti. The right stage is called prema. There is no difference between bhakti and prema. It is one, but this is sadhana. That is sattva. That is the right stage. He will enjoy that. Now nobody wants this small mango. It is not a seed seller. They want that ripe mango. Now, so if these common bhakti comes as bhava bhakti and prema bhakti, then everybody will be charmed. But now they say people have no work. They're dancing. No work. These are all lay people also. So they're not doing any work. They're afraid of doing work already. Mahaprabhu, at performing madan in the water of Tatra, Mahaprabhu was very strict. He said, daily we spend our days and nights with useless actions. Let us in the night time do bhajan. So only the devotees, they gather. Non-devotees are not allowed. They start their bhajan with singing and dancing. Not thinking like this, the harmonium doing bhajan. It is not bhajan. Bhajan is searching the body. No second breath. All the singing and dancing. He said, no non-devotees allowed to enter. What is entrance fee? Entrance fee is the devotion. One who has got complete devotion toward the Lord, he will be allowed. Others are not allowed. So, even one day, when Sankirtan was going on, Srivasa's mother-in-law was in a corner of the door, sitting. And Mahaprabhu said, I am not feeling happy today in Sankirtan. Is there any outsider? Then Srivasa, what a bodyguard! But what? I never want anything from you. Just old person to see how you are performing Sankirtan. Now I will give you, curse you. Took Ganga water, that your worldly enjoyment will be destroyed. That means very soon he will give up his family life and take sannyas. And Mahaprabhu knew that he appreciated. Yes, I don't want that to mean. Another day, one is bachelor and he survives on fruit and milk. He requests the number time to Srivasa Pandit. Sir, please allow me once to see something. Srivasa said, no, Mahaprabhu will never allow you to see it. No, no, you please hide me somewhere. I will be somewhere. Mahaprabhu may not see it. No, no, you cannot hide yourself from us. Mahaprabhu will definitely, Mahaprabhu will know it. The night was doing Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said, I am not any foreigner. Who is not a devotee is in this room. Mahaprabhu never disclosed it. And this fellow held that. He came out and all tried at the feet of Mahaprabhu. Sir, I have committed offense. I have entered the room without your permission. Yes. You think that you are supreme, leading supreme life, as you survive on milk and fruits. You are a bachelor. But qualification will never allow you to see Sankirtan of Vaishnava. On the other hand, you have got arrogance that I survive on fruits. And if Nityanihane Sehari Mileko Dharatam Tipodi, you won't say that daily I take bath in sacred rivers. Taking bath in sacred rivers give Krishna to you, then all the creatures that live in water will get it. Everyone says that I am eating fruit and I survive on fruits. Then surviving on fruits, all the bats survive on fruits. And young children, they survive on milk. And the monkeys, they eat and survive on fruits. And if the fruit eater will get person, one should eat fruit and all the bats and monkeys will eat fruit to survive. They also will get the Lord. Paramalakati Hari Vinetu Bhagavad Panraja. I always survive on grass, green grass. If so, one survives on green grass, the devotee become a devotee. And all the murgas, and the cows, the goats, the lamb, they always eat grass. They also will get lard, eat the lard. And three chodike hari milato bahut rahe khoda. And I am maintaining celibacy. I am not married. So those who maintain celibacy, if they get it, there are so many khoda, so many people, though they are men, they will have the dress of a woman, and they will go and beg. Or women's talk, women's action, they will resolve. These khoda class will become devotees. Doodh bhi pyari mile to bahut bachwala. If by drinking milk you can get hari, then all the young children, the survive on milk, they will get hari. So mera kahe dina prem na mide nanda wala. Mira bhai. You see in Vrindavan, Mirabai's temple is there. Mirabai was the daughter of a king in Rajasthan. He was driven out from the house and poison was given to her. She ate that poison, believing Krishna. And she said Krishna and drunk. She was surviving. No harm to her. So a beautiful heart. I will never remain here, I will go to Vrindavan. See the temple in Vrindavan. So, by taking fruit, one cannot claim that he can get the blessing of the Lord. Or doing all in celibacy, or hardships, and making himself. He cannot lift. Only devotion is important. That devotion Mahaprabhu says, only devotees. Though Mahaprabhu received curse from the Brahmin, he said, no, all Vaishnavas, they perform Sankirtan here. And seeing the Sankirtan outsiders, they break, they attack the group there. These rules are doing Sankirtan like we have no sleep. They always dance and sing throughout the night. So, we must report the matter to the police. And the governments and police force must send, and they all will be sent to jail. Then, Jivas Pandit was afraid of this. And Jivas Pandit, Mahaprabhu said, Jivas, do you fear? The left was not here. I am there. And when the police come here, I will sit in the boat first and let them take me. I will go. And if I go there, I will ask the Nawab to bring all his animals fett, bromsar, nosar, någonting har eller inte. Men det är inte. Lägg för muslim. Man, read Koran, and make these animals cry. If they cannot do that, I will say, you bring it, kill them, I will get it nanam. After that nanam, I make cry, all the animals will cry. Then you will punish them, and punish others. If they come, I will go first. If you want it, you don't care what you want it, I will handle it, I will go. So that is the strength we went to the way to us. Because in those days, when Mahaprabhu never appeared, all of the people were great scholars. Very many, many scholars were there. They were not ignorant. Yet they never read Bhagavad, never discuss Bhagavad. Read Bhagavad, they read Gita, they read Vedas, the Upanishad. But they never realize, never understand that he says, but that he pretty bad, you know, but he was saying, and say, well, yeah, but it can be made down, and I'm not that good, and say, no. Manmana bhavana bhaktu, madhyadi mamma suru, mame vayetcha tijatrante, prasidhani priyosidhe. The last words of Gita. So that they could not understand. Now this talk of knowledge, 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 and do action, action, karma, karma. So they need Gita, brought all these Upanishads to establish non-dualism, Advaitavada, but Mahaprabhu says it is unworthy. So we should not waste our time to convince mithras and convince rich. Rich people have got wealth. So they spend their children's marriage celebrations. And if they have no children, they have been to the dog. One dog bride groom and one dog bride and two palanquins. They carry with the whole procession, thousands of dollars. They spend that procession on fireworks. And they drink wine. And they dance, and they go out in the world. They spend their money in the tray. And their puja, their room pujas, and the graveyard. The graveyard, they all room as a with very devotees. They worship by giving blood, by giving flesh to them. And they run, marana, uchatana, vachikarana. They can kill anybody through these devils. And they can vachikarana, they can control them with their mantra. And uchatana, they can take the young people, young ladies from now. This is how they have spread this samprasa. The Tantrikas, they are all Tantrikas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu had to mix with them, Tantrika Sanyasi. And then he said, no use of sparing our time and discussing our problems. This is not necessary. He said that there is no Namasangha. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Alar Pita Sarim Chira Parma Ava Parma Kama. He has come to anyone. This Nama Sankirtan message. Sipu Darpanam Arjanam, Baba Maha Bhava Nirmapanam, Treya Kairava Chandraka Vitaranam, Vidyavatu Jeevanam, Anandam Vadivartanam, Pratipadam, Purnamrita Sadhana, Sarvatma Snapanam, Param Vijayat. It will be drowned in the ocean of Nectarine, ocean of Sankirtan. Not only that. So now, through Sankirtan, you you get that stage, it is the Samabhana of the human life, the Prema Nanda. So now, always you should not pray for anything, any employment of this world, na dhanam, na dharam, na sundaram. And you must be humble than a blade of grass and tolerance like a tree and offer your best, offer your all, respect to all, never demand respect from anybody. I am the son of the Kindara, O Lord, we are the Kindaras and the servants of Nanda Tanaja. Nanda of that is Krishna, Nanda Krishna. We are the servants of Nanda Nandan. Now we have fallen in this ocean. I Nanda Tanaja Kinkar Mudhidamma Visame Pabambudhu. This Ambuti, this is the ocean. We cannot measure that ocean. What is the beatness of the ocean? What is the breadth of the ocean, the length of the ocean? We do not know. Now we have fallen. I number Dhanja Pindara, but it's a ma vishame baba. Kripaya tam pada mangada. It's a dhuri sadrisham vichinta. Now you are consider us as your feet as. We don't want any prominence as a servant. You consider us just like the feet does not is attached to the feet, to your feet, so you are good treatment. And we will be at your feet always. At your feet. Hanuman, on the incarnation day of Ramchandra, the little function, great function was going on. So Sita Devi was distributing prizes to all those servants in the war and those who helped them, served them. And she gave one pearls necklace, to Hanuman. But Hanuman, heaven fell, he catches it. Half of the garland, he did like that. And Sita thought, the monkey. It is the function of a monkey. But Hanuman could understand. Yes, my mother, I am testing your parents. He said, my beloved Rama, Lakshman, Sita, if I don't find the right way, I want you only, not your parents, Father. And you want to test me? He opened his heart and said, Lakshman, Sita. He said, Hanuman, that's it, Hanuman. He was the true servant of the God. He invited all sufferings of Rama. So, one devotee must be like that. A devotee, not to enjoy happiness, or suffering. The Pandavas suffered for 13 years in the forest. And Lakshmana did not take food in the 14 years. Whatever food he used to bring, he will distribute to Rama and Sita. If they give any lemonade, they will take it, not nothing. And day and night watching. Such a person only, Ravana's son, Indrajita, subject, and Indrajita can be killed only by Lakshmana, because who was 14 years without sleep and bought 10 years of dog food. Isharama. But after Isharama, we offer Brahma. If Brahma says you eat, then you eat. If not you, it's never fine, such a devotee. Like Amma. But now, we are only dancing and singing. And we tell that, but my request is, we must have not the worst or my past command. And we must discuss about bhajan. What bhajan is, how we are doing, what bhajan we are doing, what bhajan. This was discussed by all the Goswamis. Those Goswamis are not staying in one hall. They are staying under a tree, different places. And on different occasions they come and unite. They discuss the welfare and the process, how they are enjoying, how they are realizing everything. But now, everybody has got a building, everybody has got servants, everybody has got all parts of happiness. They enjoy. Real devotion goes away. Sandhataya bhaktya, bhaktya sandhataya bhaktya. But if you practice bhakti, your body will be thrilling and body will be shaking. Nayanambumalaha dhikvasa jivita maho purushatamas. If they repeat the name of the Lord, no water comes out from the eyes. And no vibration, and no movements of the body shaking, no color changing. The dhikvasa jiva, his life is one time. So, Amakirtan means, Mahaprabhu was weeping. He was not drinking water, one glass. A pitcher of water comes from his eyes. Daily, where is the small room? Half of this room. First time. Wet. There was no cement then. Only wet. So Sati Ji, Raghunath Das Goswami never takes food, never takes curd, only drink little water and performing Nama Sankirtan and one like Namam daily. They have practiced. They have come from heaven. From Goloka they have come. There's Mahaprabhu. They have done their duty and gone away. Man cannot do. Though he told them every day Ekadasi is a big Dasami one day, unfold. And Vadasi once. Who will follow? It is very difficult. So, according to it, now we have to depend upon Nama. Always Nama. We must be regular in repeating Nama. Clear repetition. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Unless you repeat like this, you cannot have your mind intact. You only do it in mind. Mind is not steady, it will be roaming. But you will count it. Fingers are moving. But no Nama, it is not Nama. Clearly you repeat Nama. And while playing Nama, you have to. There are so many songs about this Nama. The glories of the Nama, the repeating glories. Maradavino, Jivan Sugurmi, Nityaga Madhavipura, from Krishna Nama Kama Purame, Rasane Sada. Marada was singing Krishna Nama with his Veena, the thrilling, the sound and the melody which produces this Veena is thrilling, and the devotee. It is your body. So, your body as what it was Krishna. At the moment, he speaks only the glories of the Lord. And then he is like, Amani Ananta Sahatat Prabhupatam, Vidyani Vatrani Gridhani Dasman, Dham Pantatam Krishna Managata, Dhavam Pratikshan Namadavat. When he was the big seven small, even when mother died, then he was performing his penance, and in his seeing he saw him from the air, an ether, that boy in this life who cannot see me. You spend this life repeating Nama. So, Namani Anantasya, the name of Ananta, Ananta Nama, endless Namas, Hari has. And he was always repeating those words, Govinda, Madhava, Chita, Manasana, without sin. Now he felt sin to utter lovely Nama. Namani Anantasya Hatakrava Patan, Vijnani Bhadrani Kritani. And always he remembers all the past tense of all the last past tense. Remembers. He won't expose it. Only repeating Nama Rav. But we also must repeat now. Loudly. But the past tense, we must think. Here also in Upadesamrita it is told. And we hear, I repeat, and in mind we remember those past times, not to further. Because engagement to all our limbs, all our engagements, those past times, not to further. Because engagement to all our limbs, all our engagements, I think in seeing the figure of the Lord, mouth engaged in repeating the Lord, and the tongue engaged with prasada, and ears to hear, eyes to see, smell, nose, the flowers and everything we offer at the feet of the Lord, are to smell. And hands to do the service of the Lord, that the king will eat throughout the day. And the empire was given to the members, the selected members, and that parliament will look after the empire. And the selected Rittigas will perform the Yajna, they are performing. But he himself, Ambarisha Maharaja, yes, with head he is prostrating. With ears he is hearing the glories of the Lord, and with hands he is preparing garments, preparing a food, preparing the mouth of the Lord, everything. His duty throughout the day is that duty. He never engages himself in this government affairs. He has selected. And above all, the Lord has given him the Sudarsana. Protect him and protect the whole empire. Thinking that the emperor has become a devotee, now oh, this is the chance of going to attack it. Empire, nobody can. Because Darshan was going wrong. Nobody can think the evil of that devotee. So this is how the devotion. You might hear all this. So many. Glorious activities of all devotees that we are to hear. If we hear, our mind will at length be engaged in the service of the Lord. And all concerned in the service of the Lord. We are happy to be with our Vaishnavas. We are happy to be with you. And of course, Artis Lam, life is fleeting. There are no such life or which I once prayed and discussed about this. And the Lord's desire, we have come here and we have done our fitting service to you all, and we hope the Lord will bless you all as you continue your devotion, your pure devotion towards God, and you obtain the result of it. It is not a thing could be given by others. You should get it. But you are best take shelter of Vaishnavas and the Guru and Mahaguranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. Always back to you. Gopinath, Amita Murukhoti, he says, Gopinath, I do not know it. But you are a great scholar, Pandit. How you know everything? Please tell me. Please check me and never be. Always you must pray the Lord to guide you in a proper. And always the prayer will continue. There is no end, no stop. Because when we stop prayer, bhakti has gone. Go enjoy the happiness. But still you must say more. That like a man, a healthy person, he doesn't want to show himself as a healthy person. Who shows like an ordinary beggar he is? Because he doesn't want to disclose his wealth. And even bhakti also the same thing. Let the wealth transfer it at one more. They have prema dham. I want wealth. I want devotional wealth. I want prema dhana. I want to give me prema dhana. Don't disclose it to others. Whatever prema and bhakti you have got, don't say that I want someone bhakti. Then whatever bhakti we have got will evaporate. But always you see I'm nothing, sir. You please proceed. To whomever you see, Hare Krishna. I want that wealth. I want that wealth. To get that wealth, I can do anything, anything. The heart, labor, or a menial service. I said, menial service. There was one Kala Krishna Das. And he was a Vaishya. And he used to go to devotee's house and carry some fruits, mangoes and mango fruits, and apples and mangoes, and all plants and banana. And give them, carry it and give them. But he never goes away. He gives them, and he will be hiding himself somewhere. And after eating that, they will throw these remnants of those fruits. He will go there. Without anybody's knowledge, he will pick up that and eat. That is why he has become old doing his studies. Very menial, menial people, very low class people, they are devotees. Now it was disclosed, and Mahaprabhu daily goes to Jagannath Darshan. At the entrance, there is one small pit where Mahaprabhu passes to the feet, and there he will go. And that feet was water. Nobody should touch. It is Mahaprabhu's altar. And one day, this Krishnadas has come, and he was now going to the Ganga Darshan with Mahaprabhu. He was after Mahaprabhu's altar. And he wanted to take him in that water. And all the devotees said, no, you cannot touch that water. And they said, no, Mahaprabhu, turn back and cover. You think what? You are all not to do. No, no. no permission required by him. Peter Pons had gone because by eating the remnants of the devotees, he has purified himself. Purified. So he is eligible to take one of that thing. But all the devotees came to understand. They never knew that the devotee is a higher category. Never knew, but now they realize. Like that, we must do our devotion without advertising ourselves. If we advertise, then what does it do? It will go away. So don't advertise. Hare
Krishna. Jai Bhakti Vibhava Puri Goswami Maharaj ki. Jai Gurudev ki. Jai Gopinath ki. Jai Gopinath ki.